Hello, hi, welcome to another Chisel Pod. Tune in for your entertainment scoop for the week.
Yes, Umzanzi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng, or who secured the latest bag,
or just who's dripping with sauce,
and who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Welcome back to another episode of the Chisa Pod. I am Joy Pandey, and I'm not alone. I'm joined by...
I'm back. Khumuzo.
What it do? What's up? Okay, I love that. If you're new over here, then you should know that every Friday we catch up on the latest entertainment news. But if you're a regular, that means you already know what time it is. It's Music Friday, so of course we start off with some music news. Hey, there's a lot to celebrate. I think actually musicians have made headlines rather like this week more than anything. Firstly, we're celebrating a big win in SA right now. We are beaming with pride because Tyla has done it again. She has made history after winning her first MTV VMA award. She's now the first female African artist, as well as the first South African artist to have won this VMA award. She did win under the category of Best Afro Beats. And I love the fact that when she accepted her award, apart from the fact that she couldn't hold it up herself because it's heavy, come on, success. She also mentioned that it's kind of like tricky that Africans or South African music are always, you know, known to be under the Afro Beats category. But let's have a listen to her speech just a little bit.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh. Firstly, thank you. Thank you, my tigers. Thank you, MTV, my team, God, everyone. This is such a big moment for Africa, African music. Like, guys, the global impact that water has had on the world just proves that African music can be pop music too. Like, this is just so special, but also bittersweet, because I know there's a tendency to group all African artists under Afrobeat. It's a thing, and even though Afrobeat has run things and has opened so many doors for us, African music is so diverse. It's more than just Afrobeat. I come from South Africa. I represent Amapiano. I represent my culture, and I just want to shout out all the Afrobeats artists in this category with me. Shout out Thames, Ira Star, shout out Lojay, shout out Rema, Wizkid, Burnaboy, all of us. And yeah, love you guys. Africa to the world. Stream my album, Tyla. And thank you again.
Love it. Love it for her. It's another win. I think we're all excited. Are you excited, Khumuzo?
I'm not.
You're not excited for her winning,
I'm not.
Making history for us?
I honestly feel like they're just giving her my awards a pen. So like, why Tyla? No, like I feel like I'm moving, but
okay.
Anyways,
you don't think she deserves to win the award?
I don't.
I mean, I'll give it to you in the sense of, I mean, she's not the most amazing singer, but I mean, as an artist holistically right now, the way that they have shaped her, you know, I feel like she kind of deserves it. Who else? I mean, if you think of who she was nominated alongside, I mean, Burnaboy, everything is Nico Burnaboy. Can South Africa just get another win? You know, who else was there? I think it was Ira Star. You know what? I'm happy for her. I don't really think it's a, I feel like it's a win. Yeah. Know. Well, news flash also. I'm sure she's going to get the next one, whatever it is, whatever award. She's probably going to get others for quite some time. I actually think I remember having this debate with somebody who would say, if she doesn't get an award at like a big award, it will kind of be just be the start of her downfall. That's what somebody said. Don't quote me. No, somebody. Quote somebody.
Got on social media, but Tata Lento is a no Tyla.
Wow.
Tata Lento.
Wow.
I love goals.
I asazike. Well, in some more music news, we have another one, another podcast, another day, another podcast. Rappers Nadia Nakai and Tsego have decided to launch their own podcast. So when you're done listening to us, go ahead and go listen to them. They're chatting about love, relationships. They say they've been having conversations over the phone, And now they wanted to kind of record them and give them to us as a package. Another one, another podcast, another day. Mm. But we can't hate because we're also on a podcast.
I'm happy that Tish is finally doing something out of the AKA shadow. So
she's done a lot outside of the AKA shadow. I'm going to say something in her defense. She's a gas, ambassador. She has, what else does she have? She has a makeup line.
Mm-mm.
She has some stuff, man. She's busy performing. She's released some music. And she's no longer doing the tribute album that I don't know if she's no longer doing it. Doesn't seem like she's going to put it out anytime soon. But she's definitely been outside the shadow. I'm sure she's dating on the low. I am speculating.
Let's hope.
All right. Well, that's that on that. I think we can all agree that Nadia Nakai is definitely outside of the AKA shadow. Okay. Haters gonna hate. And potatoes. But those who know for sure. But still on some music news, as I mentioned, the musicians have made headlines this week. And this time for not a good reason, though. King Monada is set to face the music. See what we did there. After skipping his court hearing just recently. Obviously because he was a no-show. He didn't appear.
For two years.
At the performance. First of all, you didn't perform at the Tzaneen... what is this event? So how are you going to now mix a sudden appearance in court? I don't think, first of all, he takes the law seriously. Secondly, I don't believe that he thinks he did anything wrong. Yeah. Kanja. Awufuna ukusho.
Taba King Monada, he's got problems, that guy. Like, everyone's got problems, but you can't be having all promoters across the country. But like until you won. He never showed up. But now the cherry on top is that Uskipile like court hearing a high. That shows to the magistrate for this guy is not serious.
He must just pay back the money. No, I got serious. Oh, not us, but I mean essentially the law. But somebody who's also a no-show is Chaba Bali, Sana gospel singer, is not showing up at a church event. Nasa feel Holy Spirit. What was happening there?
Barupi is a poster event of which it was happening on the same day. Then when I asked him, he said he was rushing to work.
Yeah.
I must speak to the organizers. Never said much, but said they never paid him a cent.
Okay, it deposit milling again.
Yeah, but the organizer said they paid him 10,000, then outstanding was 15. Prior to the gig, but he never pitched. So Shalom caught Matus and she paid back the money.
And if it's yes, Mobalega I'll post like who does that? Come on, like can we get with the program? Like should we write a book?
Thesis.
This is how to run away, how to get away with anyway,
booking fee.
With a booking fee. Yeah, no, that's definitely not a way to do it. But still sticking to music news, something that looked like drama turned out not to be drama like that. Uloli Native has made a surprise move. He's confirmed that he's departed ways, or he's parted ways with MT's record label, MT Records. This comes after a series of ex posts from MT just the other night, which seemed to hint that the end of their professional relationship. But Uloli Native has made it clear that he's still going to, you know, be friends with MT. I don't know if they're friends right now. I don't know if they're on speaking terms. But he's like, it can never be bad blood with somebody who put him on into the industry. What's your thought about that?
MT, I'm disappointed.
How so?
MT, man. Like, right, go kuning ilaha, it's the moves, but no, ish. When artists are leaving you, it's something else.
Something.
Maybe it's the linear.
Okay.
I don't know.
I feel like for Loli, it's definitely time for him to leave. It's definitely time for him to leave the record company, because I think he's been in the industry for as like, I mean, he's an old guy in the industry. I don't want to say an old guy, but I mean, there's so much time that you can only spend under somebody's wing. And you definitely at some point have to start your own thing. I mean, he's a married man. He's been in the game. All of that. So I think it is definitely time for him to leave. I'm looking forward to his next music move, which I'm assuming it will be him starting his own record label. He can be independent by now. Also, I'm hoping that, you know, they can maybe like do a song together. You know, don't you think? I feel like that would be a good power move. Because right now, there's so much attention on them that they need to capitalize on, you know, the publicity, the free publicity that they've now gotten, which is with them having to do a song together. And it will definitely do good.
Loli under Lollipop Records.
Loli under Lollipop Records. Do you understand? I think that would be a good one. That would definitely be a good one. Now, moving on to, Yazi, there's a story that keeps on giving. The drama between DJ Maphorisa and Something So Weird, Thosana, it is continuing to escalate. And it's also, you know, the going is going to get tougher. The tougher is going to get all of that. So the back and forth between the two artists has sparked obviously a heated debate in the music industry, with fans weighing in ukuthi who's wrong, who's right. The controversy has highlighted the importance, obviously, of clear communication, contracts, fair compensation in the music industry. Mm-hmm. All of these topics, which sound familiar, which we keep discussing, but for some reason, we still need to touch base on them. So, obviously, if you listen to Lost week's podcast, you already kind of know what's happening. But if you have been gone, go ahead and go on Times Live and catch up on the story. But to give you a little bit of a snippet as to what has been happening, there's Something So Weird's song, or rather a song that Something So Weird is featured on, was released, and he was not credited for it, and it sparked an entire DJ Maphorisa is a gatekeeper. DJ Maphorisa is this and is that. He's exploiting artists. Something So Weird is saying that this guy has never contributed anything to my life. I actually lied. Yeah, there's so much. But let's listen to what Maphorisa has to say after this entire situation, you know, this debacle, shameful debacle has been happening. Let's have a listen to what he had to say.
Something So Weird, please don't make us kids. Please don't make us kids. I asked you on the phone 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I said, send me an invoice. Let's also pay you the way you paid us, Kaspiti Pit. Also, send an invoice. Sodona Ropatel, Rebe Square. Why were na Onyoko Wina everything? Why do you want to own all the masters? Does it make sense? Rebe Rekalawe na Rona na. Send an invoice. Soro Patele Tabayamanton Bozana, Leo Patele Liem Timbini. Safela Daso, Rebe Square. Rukonova Fair. You can own all the masters. What the f*** is going on? We can give you your money back. The money that you send us, we can give you money, your money back, so that we own the fifth. Actually, I say, rubusa yona back, chile deo. Rene kai owner the masters deo. Would get a clever wena. Sare sa di pari, man. Are di pari. How? Gubudise, who send the invoice, rebusur no go ropa televokai for Manton Bozan, so that there be square. Sare sa di pari. Arabana wa how? So I thought Kesanga no looky lay so na our loca at all out chaka.
Yeah, no. Maphorisa, I guess, Anna, if anything, he's just Patti LaBelle. That's what I'm taking away from everything that, or how he approaches all of these things. What is your take on Maphorisa?
Everyone that's working with Maphorisa, kem fanaka, dula chorealo. So that means waba expert, waba fana baka ufele.
Yeah.
Kem fanaka, kem fanaka. No one is bold enough to stand up for, no, this guy is actually doing this and that. And it took years for Something To So Weird to raise up his concerns about into. So Baba Bang or is just that kiddie puppet by a meter or rubber clore, then they start talking, Hore Maphorisa is doing this and that. But I think soon je Sazo Kali cancelling culture again, man.
Come on. But Ute, if you cancel me, go ahead, I will come back. Probably come back like Sir Trill in hip hop.
Because he was the very same guy who was complaining, I think 2016, when Drake didn't credit him, copying it, controller, Whiskey. He was complaining, I did the song, but I'm not But regardless, that means Ubu let live with Kid because they are close. Mm. But yeah, now he was complaining about Drake not to home Kenya go and train, go the credits for controller. So actually, music is just a dirty game.
It is. Yeah, I don't know why we don't learn. We don't learn in many, you know, sectors of this industry, if I can put it that way. And I think when it comes to the music industry, specifically with contracts, like do something, like also before you even schedule a studio session, I think you must already have an idea of, I mean, obviously it's hard because you don't know your creative juices, who's going to be more creative in the moment more than who, but I think, yeah, no, something's going to give. Somebody's going to try a little bit harder with this.
And the sad part is that, just a dirty game on its own. Music, so,
No, Arienke game. Well, onto some sad news. But today is a celebration of life, or rather, yesterday was a celebration of life. Umapaputsi passed away, of course, on the 5th of this month, which is September. And in as much as we're mourning, because I mean, this guy has been, or rather, this Kwaito legend, I bear the respect. This Kwaito legend has been ill for almost like a year. And I think the family is more relieved that he can now be, you know, relieved of his pains. I mean, he's been bedridden for most of, you know, the year. So it's kind of okay for him to pass away. So we celebrate his life and his contribution to the industry. Still on to some music news. Tragic news, I tell you. Usolimuholo, gospel singer, is in need of 700,000 rand for brain surgery. That is a lot of money. So last week, the artist was moved from a Botswana hospital to a South African one after he fell ill while on tour, right? And his family have asked for assistance financially because now he is in ICU. As to what is going on with the brain, is still a mystery. But for him to have to undergo surgery, for him to still be in ICU right now, EFF guy, are they still not trying to help us? Who usually comes to our aid at this point? In fact, okay, Ten, since he's trying to make himself the hero of everything, here's an artist, he's struggling, he needs money. Instead of donating your salary to whoever you said you're donating it to, maybe we can donate it to Solimuholo because it has nice 700,000.
I think I should do that story once.
Why?
And put it to him that the artist is struggling.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the thing about these kinds of stories is that this is not the only one. He's not the only one who's suffering. Every day, somebody's suffering. Somebody died. We need help. Financial aid. Yeah, bo. Which is why I like Linda Sibezo when she was like, "Mina, I'm living comfortably in Soweto. I am not even trying to, you know, impress you guys with living a luxurious life. O seva chelta hai, o shopa ko shoprite, wa itzor haba mubiria, or when she needs help, it will come to her. But it still speaks to what Unozuko Chagase was saying about the fights and injustices that come with being in the entertainment industry. That you're constantly having to cry for money or struggle. Do you know who can relate?
Mm-mm.
I don't know how to pronounce her name. Ugcina Mkhize. Did I do it right?
Mm. Oh, yeah, Ugcina Mkhize.
Ugcina Mkhize.
Mandlovu.
Oh, exactly. Mm. She was also recently crying because, she's trying to hold on to an auctioned house as the new owner is revamping. Have a listen to what she had to say.
Sanbonani Mzansi, njengobanibona nje ngilale kunjena. Safety yami nabantu bami is compromised. I lay awake ngizibuza ukuthi kungenzakalani. Because anyone can just step into my room and the way I'm going to call. ngidinga usizo mzansi ngidinga usizo lwenu nombani ongasiza ngosizo lomthetho namanje I supply yethu electricity has been cut off by this guy asikhona ukurecharge asisebenzisa prepaid we need to be connected to the outside world ama resources nje awekho usizo lomthetho siyalidinga sidinga ukudla I'm a single mom ibamba abantwana ngamazini kunzima angizophuma kuleli room ngoba into azama kuyenza uTevin Mashila I constructive eviction angizukumvumela mela yenkantolo alandele iprocess yakhona nami ngithola ichance yokuzikhulumela nenkantolo ngichaze udaba lwami nalethu ngiyancela mzansi ngicane ngisize uhulumeni ama political parties wonke noma ngabubani ama individual noma ngabubani ongasiza ngicela nisize nabantwana kunzima sengile artist ke elingasaqasheki angazi ukuthi why ngingawathola ama gigi bayazi abayiphethe industry ukuthi why angina income kunzima noma ngithi ngiyazama ukuhlanganisa angazi akuhlanganiseki uTevin wangena lana bakhipha into zami all my bits and all the materials engisebenzisayo to make jewelry nama crafts za end up as the dustbin in it pick it up ngabona kamuva ukuthi lezi zinto zami zonke zilahliwe bafowethu kuningi mina nabantu abami siya victimizewa la siharaswe on a daily iSAPS ayenza ilutho I've been to iBoys and Magistrate Court abakangenzeli lutho angisazi ngenze izolo kube worse isecurity company engiyibhadalayo ngithe mangiyibiza ukuthi izongivikela kungadimolishwa ubondwa lwekamera lami ngiyiphakathi
What is your take on this drama? I mean, this is so sad. This lady saying, if I have to die here, I will die here.
No. I haven't been following that story. That's why. But I saw the pictures go social media. Or something. They are building something or renovate. I don't know.
So let me tell you what happened, right? This battle is after her house was sold at an auction to a businessman, Uthivu Mashile, in 2023. Now, this lady has been living in the house since 2015. And she claims she bought the house for like 1.2 million and had been paying her mortgage consistently until 2021. When she experienced loss of income. So now she stopped paying. Now she had defaulted on payments and owed 200,000 rand on the house.
Mm.
Now, Umashile. Yes. The story. On that, right. So she defaulted on payments and owed 200,000 rand. On the house.
Mm.
Until Umashile, the businessman who bought the house, he bought it for 700,000 rand.
Wow.
So now, when we're going to 1.2, Ashimo to 700,000. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to faster. Because when I'm going to Puma, and it's my house. It's my house. Get out. So basically, the crux of the story is the fact that one, there's a woman who's living with her kids in this house. And again, having been a struggling artist, she's defaulted on payments. And now umuntu yeza uzothatha indlu yakhe. It's a very uncomfortable situation. And as to what is going to happen to her, as to whether Gaten will care, we wonder. Because imali khona, we all know. I mean, also, I know we can't just help selected few artists, but this is it's a dire situation. Kwabanda, like what is this season? Autumn. It's cold. Autumn, winter, spring. Exactly. It's spring right now. It's just cold. Okay, whatever. Woo, before I get too deep into nothing. Basically, this is basically a cry from my mouth to Gaten's ears. To help the artist. There are 21 agencies in the sports, arts and culture industry. Why are they not helping and aiding these artists financially with financial literacy before even giving them money to why they're not helping, and also why do we always find our artists always just dying or like suffering to death? Mm. Question for another day.
Mm.
Ending it with some drama though. Some drama that, as in, I don't want to say has been giving, and for some reason, why do I find this entertaining? And I feel like I'm the only one who's finding this drama entertaining with Mehlaleng Temase and Leroy, or her ex-boyfriend, businessman Leroy Sitambe. So if you haven't been catching up, go ahead and catch up, but because there's a whole timeline that we've done about that. But recently, Mehlaleng, on Sunday, she went live on Instagram, and she was busy doing her makeup, prepping to go out. And in the middle of that, she took a jab at Leroy on some ngicela nibuzele double adapter after nine, suggesting that Leroy is what?
Bio.
Is bi. Is that what it means? It is what it means, right?
Yeah.
But it was quite a derogatory statement, more especially with her, because, first of all, your friends are exactly what you're saying. What's happening? Why? I would feel very uncomfortable if I was friends with her in that way.
That's one bad thing. People are so funny. Oh, so funny. Imagine how many of us are there, double adept. Well, after 9 weeks, you will peel up my substance and my time. Since you wanna be petty on social media. Since we wanna be petty on social media, we gotta be asking Mr. After 9 what substances I'm on. That's all I'm saying. Oops. I took a day.
Anyway, Mehlaleng has issued an apology. This is after she obviously got dragged on social media with, why are you even coming for this LGBTQIA plus community? Why are you using derogatory statements to come for me? Well, she said that she did not intend to harm or offend anyone with her phrases that she used in the live. And she acknowledges the significant portion of her coin, honey. It comes from the LGBTQIA+. So that's that on that. That's the chat. What is your take on that, Kumoto? This whole time.
Then we have to buy your patel, lama pills in my restaurant, lama hotel.
Phone lang guy 78.
Guy 78. Ila nuzo kwa tis good ba to seven sama substance. I know, like and easy.
Yeah, no, we're not buying. But he limtase. I think she was just supposed to keep quiet. She already went on YouTube to say thank you. Mina, I'm taking time to heal. You're not taking time to heal. And it shows that when you put that video out, you were just trying to clear your name. You're actually very bitter and you're going through a lot. So go through a lot in private, Sana. Don't go on social media trying to cause chaos that's already going to, you know, throw a whole lot of backlash at you.
Yes.
But I'm here for the drama. I'm going there. Nobody can stop me. I'm on my way. I didn't even know the song, and it's so funny for me. Anyway, that's been it for this edition of the Chisapod. Remember that you can find our latest podcast, review, and subscribe for free on iono.fm, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts. You can also find us on all social media platforms at ChisAlive. This Chisapod is a Times Live production, and our producer is Demi Buzo. I have been your host, Joy Mpande.
Po,
there we go. Until next time, it's goodbye for now.